Today we are learning Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Brachos. We are holding out the two dots a couple of lines before the lines begin to get wide. I'm Rabbi Chibar Avin, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos. Rav used to daven the Mariv of Shabbos on Friday afternoon when it was still light outside. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzai Shabbos B'Shabbos. He used to daven Mariv of Motzai Shabbos on Shabbos, meaning when it was still light outside, when it was still daytime. So the Gemara is going to bring a suffix in this story of Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin with regard to Rav, whether someone who davens Mariv of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos is also able to make Kiddush. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Omer Kiddush Alakos O Eino Omer Kiddush Alakos. Yes, he davened early. Did he say Kiddush early as well? Tashma Gemara says, let's bring a riot. Dam Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Va Omer Kiddush Alakos. You're allowed to daven early and say Kiddush early, and that's in fact how we paskin. Rabbi Yoshua Masli Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos Omer Havdalah Kos Oweinu Omer Havdalah Kos. Yeah, he would daven Marav early on Motzoi Shabbos. Would he say Havdalah early as well? Tashma Adam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mispal Adam Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos V'Omer Havdalah Kos. That in fact you could say Havdalah early as well. So main point over here is that not only may one daven Marav Shabbos Marav on Friday afternoon and Motzoi Shabbos Marav on Shabbos afternoon, they can even say Kiddush on Friday afternoon or Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav. Bitzad Amud Zeh, Hispal Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, Barav Shabbos. It was right here in this very location, right next to this Amud, that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi used to daven Mariv of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Kiyosu Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Bitzad Tamara Hava, Velo Bitzad Amud Hava. It was next to a date tree, it was not next to a pillar. Velo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Hava, El Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi Hava. And you got the story wrong. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, rather it was Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. Velo Shal Shabbos, Barav Shabbos Hava. And a third detail he got wrong. It was not Shabbos tefillah that was being offered on Erev Shabbos, Ela Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos Hava. It was a Motzoi Shabbos tefillah being offered on Shabbos. Tefillah se Erev Ein Lakevel. We said that for Mariv, there's no set time. You could have in Mariv all night long. My Ein Lakevel. What does Ein Lakevel mean? Ile midi bay matzi kule lele lisni tefillah se Erev kolalele. If it just means that you could have in all night long, so then say that. Say that you could have in all night. Ela my Ein Lakevel. Command Yamar Tefillah Sarvis Rishus. Ein Lakeva means the obligation is not really set. It's not like this strong obligation. It's a Rishus. Damar Vidom Rishmol Tefillah Sarvis from Gamliel Omer Chova Rabbi Shua Omer Rishus. From Gamliel says it's a Chiyuv to Davar Marv. Rabbi Shua says it's only Rishus. Amar Abaye Halacha Gedivrei Omer Chova. The Halacha follows the opinion that it is a Chiyuv of Rav Amar Halacha Gedivrei Omer Rishus. That the Halacha is like the opinion that says that it is a Rishus. So main point number two, Machlokas whether Mariv is a Rishus or a Chova. If it's a Rishus, that might be what in la keva means in the Mishnah. Okay, now we're going to have a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, whether Tefillah Arav is a Rishus or not. So going along the same discussion. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa b'Talmud Echad Shabbal Lefnei Rabbi Shua, a Talmud came to Rabbi Shua, Amar Leh, he asked him, Tefillah Arav is Rishus or Chova? Is the obligation, is davening Marav a Rishus or is it a Chiyuv? Tosfos points out that even if you say it's a Rishus, it just means a Rishus in comparison to the other Tefillos, but it's still a Chova, it's still something you have to do. So Amar Leh Rishus, he said it's a Rishus. Bal Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Leh, Tefillah Arav is Rishus or Chova? He then came to Rav Gamliel and he asked him the same shaila. Amar Leh Chova. Rav Gamliel said Chova. Amar Leh Velo Rabbi Shua. Amar Leh Rishus. But Rabbi Shua said it's a Rishus. Amar Leh Rav Gamliel said Hamtein Ad She Yikonsu Bali Trisin. Wait till the Beis Hamedrash. Wait till the Tamidei Chachamim who hold shields and battle in with each other in Divrei Torah. Wait till they arrive to the Beis Hamedrash. Kishen Nichnasu Bali Trisin. When the Bali Trisin came to the Beis Hamedrash, Tamidei Chachamim came. Amar Ashol V'Shaal. Someone got up to ask. Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Or Chova? Is Tefillah Arvis a Rishus or is it a Chiyuv? Amar Leh Rav Gamliel, Chova. Rav Gamliel said it's a Chiyuv. Amar Leh Rav Gamliel, Chachamim, Klum Yesh Adam Shecholik B'Davar Zeh. So Rav Gamliel said to the Chachamim, is there anyone that disagrees and holds that Tefillah Arvis is a Rishus? Amar Leh Rabbi Shua, Lav. Rabbi Shua says, no, I don't know anyone who disagrees. Amar Leh, V'alo Mishimcha Amar Li Rishus. So Rav Gamliel says, Rabbi Shua, wait, they told me in your name that you held it's a Rishus. Amar Leh, so Rav Gamliel said, Yoshua, Amor al raglecha, stand up, v'yaidu bacha, and they're going to now testify about you. Amud Rabbi Shua al raglava amar, Rabbi Shua got up and he said, Ilmali ani chayvu humeis. If I were alive and the guy who had asked the question was dead, yachal chaylach shesameis, I'd be able to deny the entire story. But since I'm alive and he's alive as well, how can I deny the entire story? Rabbi Gamliel continued to darshin, and Rabbi Shua continued to stand there. Until everyone was so upset about the indignity that Rabbi Yeshua was made to suffer, so they told Chutzpah of Torgman, who was the one who would make Rabbi Gamliel's shir loud, meaning that Rabbi Gamliel would say the shir quietly. Chutzpah of Torgman would say it loud for everyone to hear. So he said, "Stop, Amod, stop the shir." But Amad, and he stopped. Amri v'cham said, "At kamen etzari v'nezel? How long is Rabbi Gamliel going to be mitzar Rabbi Shua? Rosh Hashanah ishtaked tzarei. Last year in Rosh Hashanah, he caused him a great tzar because they had a machlokas when Yom HaKippurim was, and Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua come to him on the day that he paskin was really Yom Kippur. B'vachoros b'maisad Rabbi Tzadok. In Bechoros, about there was a story with Rabbi Tzadok who was machil his Bechor of Sa'orim, he gave him Sa'orim to eat, and he became a Balmum, so Tzare, and he upset him in that way as well, because Rabbi Gamliel darshened and Rabbi Shua had to stand up the whole time. So Achinami Tzare, this is the third time, it's already Chazaka, that Rabbi Gamliel is causing Rabbi Shua to suffer these terrible indignities. Tavina Abre, they said, that's it, we have to fire Rabbi Gamliel, he can no longer be the Nasi. So, but if you're going to fire him, you have to come up with who's going to replace him, right? You can't suggest, you know, we should fire the manager of the team. Yeah, who are you going to replace him with? Do you have a better candidate? Man Nokamle, who are we going to put in his place? Nokamle Rabbi Yeshua? Should we appoint Rabbi Yeshua or Bal Maisa? Who? That's unseemly. Rabbi Yeshua was the one who, on whose account the whole thing happened. So that's going to cause Rabbi Gamliel a great amount of tzar. We don't want to cause Rabbi Gamliel. We don't want to rub it in, you know, put salt in Rabbi Gamliel's wounds. Nukme the Rabbi Akiva, should we put Rabbi Akiva in charge? Dilma anishle, dilesle zuchus avos. No, but maybe Rabbi Gamliel is going to be jealous of him, and that's going to cause minashamayim that Rabbi Akiva would suffer, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't have the zuchus avos to protect him from such suffering. Should we have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Dehu chacham, he's a chacham. Vuhu ashir, and he's an ashir. He's wealthy. Vuhu asiri leEzra, and he has great yichus. He's 10th generation from Ezra. Hu chacham di makshi lemifarikle. He's a chacham. I could prove to you, because if you ask him any question, he answers it. Vuhu ashir di yisle lepluchel bei kesar afuazel palach. He's so rich that if they need to go to the bei kesar, he'll be able to go and give gifts to the bei kesar. He's rich enough to get a foot in the door by the Caesar. Vuhu asiri leEzra. And the fact that he's 10th generation to Ezra will help protect him, even if Rabbi Gamliel gets a little jealous. So Asuv Armalei, they went and they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nichle Lamar Delavi Resh Masifta, would you like to become the Nasi? Amar Lahu Ezel V'Imlich Ben Shibesi. I got to ask my wife first. Ezel V'Imlich B'Debitu, he went and he asked advice from his wife. Amrale, his wife said to him the following wise thing. Dilma Ma'abinlach, they might one day fire you. So Amrla, meaning, and then what? Then where are you going to be? So Amrla, so he said to her, L'shtamishin ish yamachad because of the murkal and murkal litbar. It's worth using something, an expensive kos one day, even if the next day it's going to break. Amrla, his wife said, Las lo chivarta, but you don't have white hairs. No one's going to respect you. You look like a young man. Ha'hu yomad bar timnis reishanehava. That day, he was actually 18 years old. It was his 18th birthday. Israchash le'nisa v'hadrile timnis rei dari chivrasa. And a miracle happened, and he had 18 rows of white grow into his beard. Ha'inu tekomer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ha'reini kiven shivim shana, v'lo ben shivim shana. That's where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I am like 70 years old, but he didn't say, I am 70 years old. Tana osa yom sulku l'shomer Pesach, that day they got rid of the guard by the door and they allowed all the Talmidim to enter. Rabbi Gamliel used to have a rule that any Talmud who's not Tochel Kabaru, who's not inside and out, completely sincere, wasn't allowed into the Beis Medrash. But because of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's more lax admission policy, they added many benches to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan said, Pligiba Abi Yosef ben Dustai v'Rabbanan. There was a machlokes Abi Yosef ben Dustai and the Rabbanan. Chad amar itosu arba mea safsali. One said that 400 benches were added. Chad amar sheva mea safsali. That 700 benches were added. Have a kochol shadaitid Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel got very upset when he saw that all these benches were added to the base medrash, and he started to think that maybe I had done all the wrong thing this entire time. So Amar, he said, Dilma chas v'sholem minati Torah mi Yisrael. Maybe I withheld Torah from the Jewish people. Achzalei v'chalmi chatz b'chivri d'malian kitma. And he saw in a dream that there were these white jugs full of ashes, as a remez, that just like these white jugs are being dirtied by these ugly ashes, so too these talmidim do not have the inside like the outside. They're not ra'uy to be in the yeshiva. And don't worry, you really did the right thing. V'lohi. The truth is, that wasn't really true. Rav Gamliel had not done the right thing. His overly strict admission policy was not correct. Why did he see such a dream? Just to make him feel better that it shouldn't be mitzair him. So Tana Eduyos bo b'yom nishneis. The Maseches Eduyos entirely was taught on that day. V'kalecha damrinan bo b'yom hahu yom ahava. Anytime in Shas we say bo b'yom, it's always referring to that day that they brought all these talmidim into the base medrash. V'lo haisa halacha sheisotuliy base medrash lo pirshua. And every halacha that they had any doubt about, they would explain in the base medrash on that day. So I guess the last main point for today will be that since Rav Gamliel caused Rav Yeshua a great deal of tzar, he was fired from being the Nasi, and they appointed an 18-year-old, Rav Loza ben Azariah, and relaxed the admission policy in the yeshiva. Okay, so Bez Hashem will pick up with Va'af Rav Gamliel next time. We'll pick up with Va'af Rav Gamliel.